is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Concerned relatives raced to hospitals in search of their loved ones Sunday as South Korea grieved the deaths of at least 153 people, mostly in their 20s and 30s. They were trapped and crushed after a huge Halloween party crowd surged onto a narrow alley in a nightlife district in Seoul. Witness Janelle Story says the entertainment district was overcrowded.
Itaewon is famous for its crowds, and it's not unusual, but this was next level, shoulder to shoulder, front to back, just shimmying along on those streets. Oh, no control about where you're going to move at times, based on where the crowd pushes you.
Tens of thousands of people were believed to have gathered Saturday night in Itaewon for festivities. At least 68 people were killed when a pedestrian bridge over a river in the western Indian state of Gujarat collapsed Sunday, plunging hundreds of people into the water, officials said. Authorities said more than 400 people were in and around the suspension bridge over the Machu River in the town of Morbi at the time of the collapse Sunday evening. TV footage showed dozens of people clinging onto the cables and twisted remains of the collapsed bridge as emergency teams struggled to rescue them. Some clambered up the broken structure to try to make their way to the riverbanks, while others swam to safety. A female journalist was crushed to death by a vehicle carrying former Prime Minister Imran Khan in an accident in eastern Pakistan Sunday as he led a convoy along with supporters towards the capital, party officials and journalists said. The incident prompted Khan to halt the long march she's leading towards Islamabad to pressure the federal government into calling snap elections. His convoy started from the eastern city of Lahore and was expected to reach Islamabad